Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the finale.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
...of Dinosaur Park, the tabletop RPG, in which our two heroes settle old scores, and one hero makes the ultimate sacrifice. Previously, on Dinosaur Park.
They're putting faces on crabs. They're putting faces on crabs.
Some faces cook tonight. You notice that on the other side of the hall, there is a door that says Jackson's Bunk. And he's starting to talk about the reopening of Dinosaur Park as though it's an actual concrete thing.
So what's the best way? So why are we here in this research facility?
Because we got to stop what's going on.
What's going on?
Making manimals. It's sort of like stairs going down into this sort of antechamber, and Jackson is in the middle with a parrot and a dog. And he's trying to throw the parrot to the dog. Smacking you guys so quickly. Jackson begins wringing his hands.
So what's all this about?
Bring the subjects over, I yell to... I yell. Jackson yells to one of the scientists. Two of the scientists, that scientist and another one, grab some of the Argentinian children, and they start taking them down towards Jackson, taking them away from you. You resisting?
Yeah.
All right, let's enter combat.
I punch one of them in the face.
Rocky style?
Yeah.
You smack one down. He's a weak, like, you got a rubbish roll, but he's a weak scientist. He drops to the floor. He also looks really malnourished.
Yeah.
Malnourished? Malnutrition. That's where I was getting confused. Dusha?
I pull out my bazooka.
Hey! Dusha, come on!
I aim it at Jackson.
Come on now. Be cool.
I yell, the jungle and the blood.
Are you firing?
Just, what the fuck is going on? I want answers before we blow him up.
Jackson walks over to you, looking healthy as a fiddle, by the way.
How close are you now?
Not within punching distance, but closer.
Bazooka distance? Hang on a second. Argentinian children, you were looking real sick at that party. You're fit as a fiddle. What have you been doing?
Look.
There was a human kidney in the...
That's in me now.
I'm just having those, like, flashbacks of things. Like...
I'm not saying...
What's the fucking Saw music? Yep.
I'm not saying that I've been using the organs of the Argentinian children to maintain a youthful physique.
Uh-huh.
I would never say that.
Yeah.
But I have been using them for that.
I fire my bazooka. Goodbye, Jackson.
I'm not in approval.
The bazooka spirals toward Jackson. Jackson's face is one of utmost shock. No! It connects with his chest like a cannon fired from a... Well, a cannonball fired from a cannon. You see, for a split second before the explosion happened, a look of pleading in his eyes. The last words you hear out of Jackson's mouth are...
You know why.
As the entire antechamber of the research facility is engulfed in flames, bits of Jackson fly out and slap onto the Jackson costume. Bloody Jackson meat is covering the felt outfit that was meant to emulate him. There's yelling, chaos, commotion. Argentinian children are screaming. The antechamber is filled with smoke and dust. You can hear machines firing off wildly. Electricity is in the air. And then the dust starts to settle. And you can see the big crate in front of you is only mildly damaged, but clearly damaged enough for the front of it to fall down like nails had become unscrewed. And it slams down into the antechamber. And there's a... And out stomps a massive, morbidly obese T-Rex with Jackson's face.
God damn it.
I knew there was a T-Rex. I knew it.
Should have saved that bazooka, but I love what you did to Jackson. That was super good. I look over.
The T-Rex is yelling.
Quick side note. So during this game, I on my inventory sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Inventory sheet, even if you want to say it right, I guess.
Inventory.
My century sheet.
Yep.
I've had a list of secret goals I wanted to do in this.
Okay.
Kill Vince Vaughn.
Did it.
Ruined Dinosaur Park.
On its way.
Burnt, yep. Iced, and dynamited.
Mm-hmm. Take drugs. Tick.
Yeah.
And there was a fourth one.
Okay.
Kill Jackson. Tick. I'm done.
The moment Jackson dies for you, the jungle and blood consume and then dissipate. You're left with nothing but the cool calm of a New Zealand beach. The last time you felt happy. You stare at the Jackson T-Rex with the almost Buddha-like calm.
This is even scarier, I think. I smile for the first time in years.
The T-Rex is like, whoa!
You know why.
What are you doing?
Give me them syringes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I take all three.
Okay.
Wait, no, I got a flare gun. That'll probably shoot the syringes real good.
It's out of it. Nah.
Nah, put the...
Nah.
Okay.
This is my time to shine. Give me them syringes.
Do you want the flare gun as well to shoot?
Nah.
Okay.
I'm excited by what's coming.
Take the syringes.
I'm just going to charge it, Jackson Rex.
Yes.
So one syringe in either hand, one in my teeth, and just like try and run and mm-hmm. just charge.
Mystery syringes.
And just plunge him.
Could be vitamins.
Could be. Plunge him into his grotesque, obese belly. Grab the third one from my mouth and just jam that in as well.
You leap, and you leap with such ferocity that you're like halfway up the massive obese T-Rex's body. And when you slam the syringes in, you're like pinned to him. Like you could climb this T-Rex with the syringes. You inject whatever the mystery liquid is straight into his rib cage and then take one out of your mouth and do the very same. Jackson's eyes begin to dilate. But he doesn't look good. He starts to... He's convulsing. You can feel in his body movement and like a rough seas beneath his skin. Dusha?
While still smiling,
mm-hmm.
I take the five ecstasy pills I have,
mm-hmm.
put them into the steak, in just the indents that are in the steak,
yeah.
Wrap it together using...
An hoedown.
No, steak is in like steak, not...
Oh, like your
oh, your vampire steak.
Yeah. Wrap it together using... Tear out some of the cloth from my...
Yeah, Jackson
just,
costume.
Just my Jackson costume. Put in the flare gun, just aim for a square in the face, and just fire.
You let loose, and it's a flare gun, so the force behind it isn't as strong as it could be. And instead of hitting its head, the stake kind of parabolas.
Oh, no.
And slams Joel Zammert in the leg.
Oh, you're going to have a weird time.
Good.
Joel Zammert, the body of this fat T-Rex starts to feel just the worst. The, like, tumultuous shifting and moving.
I hate it.
The body of the Jackson Rex undulates beneath you and feels like one of the worst things you've ever felt. You have that... much narcotic in your system that like faces start to kind of like push through the skin of the Jackson Rex's belly.
Yeah, let go.
You fall quite a bit to the ground, but I guess I'm going to use your Rambo and just...
I don't have Rambo.
Oh, you don't?
Rocky Balboa. Got
Dennis
Rocky
Nedry. Balboa?
Dennis Nedry? Well, you got snake eyes.
Sick.
Oh, you're going to fall into some children.
You do. You slam... back first onto whoever is number five.
Franco.
Oh, whatever his name is. Can pass away, it's fine.
No, Francesca, whatever.
Francesca. You land with a crack on top of Francesca's small, fragile body. Your eyes blink a couple of times and you're still staring up at the round moon face of Jackson Bailey's T-Rex with a... His core has changed every time he's yelled. He screams and bends down to put you in his mouth.
Oh, no.
He does.
Oh, no.
A big, sweaty, beardy mouth descends on top of you and tongue first scoops you up and into his gullet. You're currently inside the Jackson Rex's mouth. Dusha?
You're also
tripping the most balls. It kind of feels like Jackson's tongue is a man hugging you.
Oh, I like that.
I open up...
Maybe good?
I open up a bottle of my Coke Zero and load all 8 Valium and 3 codeine pills I have left. Put the lid back on. Put it in my flag on. Just aim for Jackson's... Oh, his mouth's got his nostril?
Yeah, radio. Get it in his nostril. I really love that your flare gun can just fit anything in its barrel. Wow. Okay. That was 3 6s. like the most perfect arc in the world. Like, you would win an Olympic medal if this was a shot with a bow.
If this was the 1986 Winter Olympics, exactly. I definitely would have.
There's a thump as the Coke bottle embeds itself in the Jackson Rex's nose. Inside, you can hear... Like, or not here, but Jackson opens his mouth in pain and shock, and you can see out into the research facility, out into Dinosaur Park, where the ice is starting to consume the side of this building. You're up, Zamet, staring out over Jackson Rex's teeth.
Do I have enough cognitive ability? Wait, am I loving this or hating this?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
You're loving it.
Oh, sick.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
You're going to die because of the drugs in you.
I'm going to start making out with that tongue. I'm going to start hugging it and just be like, I love it.
I'm going to roll some Winston Churchill.
Be like, this is the man.
You're watching the Jackson Rex. And before he was terrorizing and smashing down, he suddenly just sort of stops. And he's sort of like, it's hard to tell on the face of an abomination, but it looks deeply uncomfortable. It looks like this is not how it expected today to go. It's its turn, Dusha.
I sit down and wait.
You can feel cold creeping in from the window. The glass is sort of like ice is snaking up the glass, cracking it and freezing the side of the building. Zamet? Keep making out with the tongue.
Yeah.
You get up in there covered in foul Jake blood and gore from the ape. The Jackson Rex starts to try and retract his tongue, or like he's like, wah, ah, trying to spit you out. Are you going to roll to grab on?
Of course. I'm in love.
You grip tight. Your fingers dig into the tongue of the Jackson Rex. From down below, sitting there drinking your Coke Zero, you can see panic starts to breach the Jackson Rex's face. He looks like he's about to like run or something. In fact, he does. He runs for the window. He trips. 2 2s and a 1. 2 2s and 2 ones. He trips, face first. Dusha, you gonna roll out of the way? You see, like a collapsing tower, the Jackson Rex descending on top of you. His mouth open, Joel Zamet inside, caressing and canoodling the giant tongue. It's falling towards you with a certain inevitability.
All of my goals have been achieved. This is the last time I'm gonna feel happy, and I know that if I return home... You're never going to get this happiness ever again.
Think about your black daughter. Our black daughter, though.
Roll to see if I think about our black daughter or not.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Well, that's a 2. You don't.
I
your mind
there.
Is a calm, quiet
you're
peace.
You're at Zen.
I accept my death.
The T-Rex lands on top of you, but... Whilst you are right in the center of its mouth, the Argentinian children around you seem to line up directly with his teeth. Ah, ah, ah. 3 Argentinian children perish.
Oh, which ones?
2, 6, and 3. 6 is not 1, is it? Or is it?
Julieta, Jesus, Jesus, and Valen.
You are staring Joel Zammit directly in the eyes as the tongue of the Jackson Rex flops around you both.
I'm holding on.
Just going to keep holding on?
Yeah, well, it's amazing.
You managed to keep gripping it tight.
This is a bad...
In the moment of accepting my death, and then realizing that life is never that kind to me, I survive while three of my children perish. The jungle and the blood. The jungle and the blood. I rub my... The jungle and the blood. I just hear the sounds flooding back in. I rub my face with my hands, realize I'm still covered in Jake's blood. I'm back. I charge straight up the tongue and aim for like the nostril cavity because I'm going to go find that Coke Zero and I'm going to pour it directly into this motherfucker's belly.
Rightio. Nice, 666. You pass Joel Zammit on the tongue and slide into the gullet, hooking yourself around the back. And you can see the two nasal passages. They're too small for you to climb through, but you can reach your arm through and grab the Pepsi. You do so.
Coke Zero.
Coke Zero. Pepsi, what? Joel Zammit?
Am I still loving this?
Highs or lows?
Lows.
You stop loving it. Suddenly it starts to feel real bad. The saliva is cold on your skin. The taste buds feel like little gross buns.
I get that scalpel out. Start slashing it. Try and hack that tongue off.
You do. You get to the base of the tongue and just start cutting in a panic. With pretty like relative ease, you sever the tongue from the root. It starts to slide out of the mouth and onto the ground. Oh. Are you going to scrabble to avoid or going to go with the tongue like the world's grossest carpet rug?
I'm going to avoid. I hate it now. This is the worst.
Nice. You clamber over the tongue and are just sitting in whatever the hell you call the bottom of the mouth of the human being. Like, you know the little cavities under your tongue? There. You can see Joel Zammit descend from inside the nostril cavity.
Joel Dusha.
Joel Dusha. I've got you confused twice. Mm-hmm. Joel and also Joel. Yeah, it's
we have the same name. How are you doing this?
You see, him descend from the nostril holding a bottle of Coke Zero. What are you doing now?
I launch straight down myself, straight down his throat.
Rocky? I mean,
Rambo.
Rocky, Rambo.
Yeah. But like head first, like just...
He goes like a penguin down a fucking your Winter Olympics skeleton.
I skeleton down his throat.
Jelzaman, I'm going to give you the opportunity to hop on Dusha's back if you want and skeleton down with him.
Of course. I'm having bad vibes at the moment.
Yeah, but Dusha's moon face calms you.
It does. I grab hold. I'm like, thank you.
You slide down.
I like that I'm wearing a mask, remember, of an ape, and it's covered in blood.
You're like, oh, super that's good. So much better. Oh my god. You both skeleton down the throat of the Jacksonosaurus Rex and end up passing through his esophagus and into the acidic stomach acid of his belly. It comes up to about your waist and it is tight and hot and wet. Plan?
I open the bottle and just pour it out.
You don't even need to roll. You pour it out and you wait. And there's no movement from outside and you wait and you wait. And then eventually the stomach starts to get smaller. And you think, maybe the Jackson Rex has died. You are trapped within.
I start cutting away with the scalpel to get out of this place.
You begin hacking
through
away.
His belly.
You cut through the stomach lining and then you got the skin, but the skin's a bit tougher. Dusha?
I do the same thing, but with my machete arm.
Sick.
Eventually, the two of you at the same time, like...
Oh, fuck, like, using the scalpel. Punch!
Oh, yeah, fuck. You're like, scalpel, scalpel, scalpel. They see the Argentinian children, Mickey.
Mickey as Jake.
The two magicians.
We acquired quite the crew.
And Charlemagne. See, at first, a scalpel and a machete start to slide through the tough belly of the Jacksonosaurus Rex, and then that stops. And then, with a hearty punch, The stomach explodes outwards, and the two of you are standing there covered in the gore of the Jacksonosaurus Rex. You see nothing but the shocked and terrified faces of your friends and wards, as well as many scientists you don't know standing around in abject horror. How are their minds?
Bad.
A mess! You see nothing but madness on the faces of the scientists.
I smile.
Good. I make no face.
Charlemagne is like, so...
Yeah?
Still wanna get out?
Oh, yes!
Follow me! Charlemagne starts walking.
Awesome, I follow that. By the way, do we go past, roller coaster?
He kind of gets this look on his face like he's so excited.
Yeah?
He takes you down some steps into what looks like a shuttle area. Mm-hmm. And he gestures. And there is a roller coaster. Clearly to take people out of the research and development.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Can you imagine?
I can't.
These two idiots are just overwhelmed.
Very, very on drugs. Joel Sabat might die from... He took a lot.
He took a fuck ton.
I'm rubbing my... I'm even feeling like the steak in my leg. I'm just rubbing my face, rubbing
Charlemagne.
As
Charlemagne's you walk, the steak's
face.
Like... Ba-boom,
you're ba-boom, pretty much chewing a hole in your mouth as well, just because your jaw would be going absolutely ape shit.
You're having a real bad time.
but a real, real good time. Your heart's probably like... Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. All right, so how do we get out of here?
Charlemagne's like... I don't know.
I don't know how
to make it work.
Was there a computer?
Yeah. She gestures to what looks like a tiny little console next to it that seems to be turned off.
I got this. I Dennis Nedry the fuck out of that computer.
It's a breeze. The system is like the most hackable thing in the land. You get over there and not even using two hands. One hand, you're like, beep, 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 beep. And power returns once again to the roller coaster.
Okay.
Get in.
So this roller coaster will take us out?
Through the dinosaurs.
Sorry, what?
One of the other not drug-fucked scientists is like... And then he goes to Dusha. Look, I don't know. I think you guys were part of the alpha testing group, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you remember the roller coaster? It passes through Diplodocus.
Oh, yeah. The Pachycephalosaurus or whatever. The
Triceratops. Some Velociraptors. Some Triceratops.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like it goes through the whole... You look very angry, Mr. Dusha.
I am.
So close. So close.
Even in death. Charlemagne's like, you could make, you know, they're nuclear powered. Like, we could just end it.
End it all?
End it all.
While we're still in here?
But I want to see my black daughter, and I'm pretty sure that Argentinian kids need to go back to Argentina. Yeah.
Argentinian kids are like, yes, please.
And I'm pretty sure, like, David and Chris want to leave. Yeah.
They're like, yes, please. We are very successful magicians.
All right.
So mercenarying was only a side thing.
How does this work?
You get in, you enter into the console, where to go, and you go there.
Okay. So how many can we get in one? No. And we leave.
Yeah.
And then can we get another one?
Yeah.
And we can get in that one, also leave.
We can make a shuttle.
And then we can get like a third one. And we just blow it up. And we blow this place up.
Charlemagne leads you into what seems like a shuttle storage area where they would come out of the kind of the lot and go out and head off into the dinosaur area of the park. He's like, do you know how to make it a bomb?
So how do I make a bomb?
Mm.
I know someone who knows how to make a bomb. Dusha.
I'm already making it a bomb.
You take apart the shuttle, and the cold is creeping in. You look at the window, and it is just like an icy frost. Everybody's breath is visible in front of their faces. Everybody's clutching themselves. The scientists who have no warming gear whatsoever are looking really pale and quite pink around their cheeks.
I hand them a bag of fat and I'm like, coat yourself in this. It'll help.
It will.
They do. Wow. 22. They coat themselves in fat. It smells like the worst thing you've ever smelt. Like somebody died at a dead cow factory. It's a nightmare.
I'm unfazed.
You manage to open up the roller coaster cart, and you can see inside the glowing nuclear heart that is inside each of these machines. And using a few simple tricks that you learned, plus information Zammit gathered, you manage to turn one into a nuclear bomb. The one that should come third in the row of...
There's a worrying thing there.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Joel, he said should.
Should.
Should come third.
That's all right, though. Look, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, not much I can do about it.
Jackson's already dead. Dinosaur Park would be...
No matter what we do, Dinosaur Park's gone down. Okay, so who's coming with us? I put onto all the scientists.
The Argentinian kids, of course.
How big are the shuttles?
They can fit about, I'm going to say, 8 people in each.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's you two. Mm-hmm. That's Mickey. That's Charlemagne. That's the Argentinian kids. The magicians will probably have to go on the other one.
Second one.
Yeah.
No, I hold back. Also, Joel, there's no point both of us dying. Think about our black daughter.
That's true.
I'll stay back and I'll use the second cart. Maybe third. See how I'm feeling.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take David. You can take Chris. All the other scientists that are in the facility, they can go. Well, how many scientists in the facility? Because
there are about 20.
All right.
There was 20. Did any?
How many of them were on out?
Actually,
want to come
a lot
with
of them
us?
Probably died. There's probably about 15 left.
All right. So we'll get as many shuttles as we can, and we'll make the last shuttle the nuclear bomb. Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that.
Rightio. You get in the first shuttle. The Argentinian children pile in behind you.
Actually, wait. Can the scientists get in the first shuttle?
Yeah.
You guys go first.
The scientists... They're like, that was beautiful. You are a poet, sir.
We'll follow you.
They hop in.
We hop in the second
And they shoot out of this little area, this little station, if you will, and disappear outside. There's an aperture that opens that they pass through. You can see the frozen wasteland of the park, and then the aperture closes.
Sick.
All right. The next shuttle, you're hopping in?
All right, me and a bunch of us will get in the second one.
Right, yeah.
Me and Mickey and
you head
the
off.
Rest.
You, there's a...
David and Chris.
The aperture opens, shuts, and you're outside. The Dusha? Dusha.
Mm.
It's you, it's a couple of scientists, and the third shuttle, which you did nuclear power to blow.
Oh, I meant to... Never mind.
Is that third?
I did.
I might let this one pass. I'll get the next one.
Okay. For real?
Jerry rig the fourth.
All right.
Send that.
Joel Zammit.
Yep.
You, the Argentinian children around you, Mickey on your back, and one of the magicians shoot out on the roller coaster. You can see ahead of you the scientists' roller coaster, their cart, dipping down into the last three exhibits. They come out of the first one fine just as you dip into it, and you can see dead Diplodocus rotting away inside this enclosure. You come up the next rise before you descend again into the Triceratops thing. And you hear it before you feel it. An explosion unparalleled to anything you've ever experienced. A shockwave ripples through you and the Argentinian children. You hug them close. They feel amazing. You turn your head and look behind you, and there is a small mushroom cloud coming out of the research and development side of Dinosaur Park. And then... a shockwave and an explosion start coming towards you, melting the ice. The fire of the aviary is put out and then lit again by the explosion. Let's see if you can outrun an explosion.
How'd I go?
Somehow you know, Zammit. And years later, people ask you how, you never have an explanation. You think maybe it's a Joel thing? You don't know. But you know he died in that explosion.
He died
you
happy.
You know he died happy or unexpectedly. You think maybe Joel Dusha didn't really think before making the third one a nuclear bomb and then deciding to stay behind? You think maybe that was something of a shock to him? You think his last words might have been like, damn.
Nah, my last words. Yeah? I was like, no, guys, wait, we'll get to the fourth one. And they were like, what? And I was like, good. And then there was an explosion.
Yeah. Good, yeah. You dip down into the Triceratops enclosure, and as you do, the wood of the roller coaster behind you just blossoms up and explodes everywhere. You are inches in front of the explosion. There are Triceratops, but they are immediately consumed by the oncoming fire.
And spooked.
You rise up the second hill, and you can see behind you that the explosion is sort of slowing down. And Dinosaur Park, for the most part, you can see an exit. You are that close to leaving this park. You can taste it on your tongue, on the wind, just in your mouth. Everything tastes great.
This is good. This is good.
You pass through the Velociraptor enclosure. A single raptor, malnourished, hungry, wild looking, leaps onto the back of your coaster. Maybe because it's hungry. Maybe because it wants to outrun the oncoming nuclear explosion.
I Winston Churchill to be like, it's okay, raptor. It's okay. We can do this. We can outrun this explosion.
The raptor
just
wraps
chill.
Its arms around you.
It's okay, buddy.
And stays sticking comfortably to your body.
I pet it.
With a final wow. That's five sixes. My God. Jesus Christ.
Yahtzee.
That's Yahtzee, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
With a final push, you go down the final slope and come to a stop at the end of Dinosaur Park. You turn back and you look and there is nothing, literally nothing, but rubble, burnt buildings. The smell of death is thick in the air. You're 99% sure you're going to get cancer from all the nuclear material.
Did it.
You step off the roller coaster, off the cart. Step out onto the street. The Argentinian children surround you. Mickey is standing next to you. One of the magicians who's mourning the loss of his brother magician. What do we do now? Asks Mickey.
Anything we want, Mickey. Anything we want.
Mickey starts laughing. A big...
I gotta make out with him.
You do.
Yes.
And you and Mickey. Mickey in a giant Jake costume. Several unhappy, sick-looking Argentinian children surrounding you.
And a raptor.
And a raptor watching on lovingly. Make out real good. In front of Dinosaur Park. Da, 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 da. In memory of Joel Dusha.
And Jackson Bailey.
And Dr. Professor Jackson Hammond Bailey. The last true genius in the world. Thank you for playing Dinosaur Park, the tabletop RPG. I hope it was a laugh riot.
On that note,
I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been also Joel.
Thank you for your well wishes. My funeral was a pleasure.
I hope you had a good time.
Enjoy the wake. And look, honestly, just know that I'm happy.
Joel Dusha died doing a good thing for the world. You know what I mean? Like, he died like he'll be remembered in the history books. Until another park is opened.
No, I'll be
Jackson's dead. The park's
ridden.
Destroyed. There's nothing else that would have made me just as happy.
Merry Christmas.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand. Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut tee and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.